And this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Dave Ansell and with Emma Stoy. And we're going straight to the heart of the matter with a story about modelling drugs in hearts that don't even exist, Emma.
Scientists in the US have created a completely computer-generated model of the human heart that can successfully predict the effects of drugs used to treat arrhythmia. Now, arrhythmia, or irregular heartbeat, results from abnormal electrical activity in the heart, and the drugs that are used to treat it act on the heart cell membrane channels to alter the flow of charged molecules called ions, which are what cause the electrical signals in the first place. And worryingly, if they're used at the wrong concentrations, these drugs actually make arrhythmia worse or can even lead to sudden cardiac death in patients. So it's really important to test them thoroughly to determine the doses at which they're actually safe to use. Now, traditional methods of testing, which involve using animal hearts or looking at human clinical data, are incredibly inefficient. So researchers at the University of California have come up with a completely different approach, a computerized model of the human heart. Now, in the model, mathematical equations represent the opening and closing of ion channels in individual cell membranes. Other equations connect these events among single cells in order to simulate the whole heart. So you can then sort of mathematically feed drugs into this framework and test their effects. So they tested the effects of two widely used antiarrhythmic drugs, that's lidocaine and flecainide, at different concentrations to determine sort of what concentrations and conditions they worked, where they made the arrhythmia worse. And actually, really remarkably, the model's predictions were validated both by looking at clinical data and when they carried out similar tests on a rabbit's heart. And this is really, really exciting because this approach could potentially speed up the whole drug development process and help treatments get to patients so much faster. Now, I spoke to one of the authors of the research, Colleen Clancy, who said that they're now planning to extend this framework to cover more drugs and also investigating ways of scaling it up, and then it could be used to screen drugs. They're actually still under development. That was reported this week in Science Translational Medicine.
Something that suddenly strikes me as could also be useful with this sort of thing is if you have a model of a heart, you could also kind of damage it. So if you had someone in front of you with some problem, you could then put that into the model and see what giving the drugs would do to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the sort of thing they're looking on. They're looking at more drugs. They're looking at different heart conditions. They're even looking to see if this approach could be extended to other organs. I happen to know the same lab are looking at modelling the hippocampus in the brain to look at treatments for epilepsy, and kind of because it can really sort of speed up the whole approach.
It's amazing to think that you can do on a computer what would have taken, as you say, lots of studies in both animals and in humans in the past.